렘넌트가 가장 먼저 기억해야 될 것이 있습니다.
There is something that the remnants must remember first and foremost.
여러분이 혼자 살아남는 노바드입니다.
You are the nobody who survives alone.
이 말은 다른 사람 필요 없다. 그런 뜻은 아닙니다.
And this doesn't necessarily mean that you don't need anybody else.
부모도 필요 없다. 친구도 필요 없다. 이런 말이 아니죠.
I'm not saying you don't need your parents, you don't need your friends.
어떤 경우를 만날지라도 여러분들은 혼자 살아남는 이 비밀을 누려야 됩니다.
But no matter what situation you are met with, you enjoy this secret to be able to survive anything. David had this.
여호와가 나의 목자시기 때문에 나는 부족함이 없다.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
단순히 그래 말해버리면 막연하죠. 뒤에 답이 나왔잖아요.
And if he just says that, then it seems kind of ambiguous, but there's the answer at the end.
사망의 음침한 골짜기로 다니고 있을지라도 주의 지팡이와 막대기가 나를 안위하고 계시다.
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, your rod, your staff, they comfort me and protect me.
그리고 끝에 이 말했어요.
And at the very end, he said this.
내가 여호와의 집에 영원히 거하리라.
Says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It is an immense covenant that he held to. The remnants must have this as well. You will be met with three things. And you will face disparagement where you try hard to do something but you fail.
뭔가 잘될 때도 있을 겁니다.
And there will be times where you do well.
그러나 아직 준비 단계에 있기도 합니다.
But you are still at a preparation stage.
이런 일을 렘넌트를 만나게 돼요.
And you will be faced with these situations.
항상 열 가지 발판을 늘 잡아야 됩니다.
And that is why always you must hold to the 10 foundations of faith.
하나님의 절대 주권.
God's absolute sovereignty.
역대상 29장 10절에서 14절.
1 Chronicles 29, 10 through 14.
이 말은 하나님의 절대 주권을 믿는다. 이 말도 되죠.
This means that you believe in God's absolute sovereignty.
계속 발판으로 삼으면 뭐가 보입니까?
But if you continue to make this your foundation, what happens?
하나님의 절대 주권의 계획이 보여요.
You find God's plan in God's absolute sovereignty.
그걸 발판으로 삼아요.
That is what you must hold to make it your platform.
세상 나가면 많은 문제 있습니다.
If you go out to the world, there are many problems.
그래서 하나님의 방법.
And that is why you need to utilize God's method.
그리스도입니다.
Christ.
그래 여러분 절대 낙심하지 말고 왜냐하면 사람은 무너질 수밖에 없고 사람은 이 하나님 모르니까 실패할 수밖에 없어요.
And so you don't need to be disparaged. People of the world, they don't know God. That is why they're bound to fail at one point. Even within us, we have dual, two types of selves. We always want to do well, but that doesn't go always our way. And there are times we pray and praise to God, but there are also times where we fight and we might even curse. And people can be like that. And that is why God has given us a method. And that method of God is Christ. And Paul confessed truthfully, you must have that type of prayer. And you ask God, why am I like this? In Romans chapter 7,
그런 고백했더니 깜짝 놀랐어요. 나는 왜 내 속에 이 다른 사람이 있었대 이러냐 고백했잖아요.
And he is a great apostle and he made the confession. Why is there a different self within me?
오라 나는 공고한 사람. 누가 이 사망의 모습을 날 건지겠냐.
He says, I am a lost person. Who could save me from this sin?
여러분 그렇게 말하기는 쉽지 않습니다. 그렇죠?
It's not easy to say that.
가장 하나님 앞에 진실하면 그렇게 돼요.
If you are truly honest before God, you can say that. And at the very end, he says something very important. What does he say? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. This is why God has given me Christ. So remnants, do not be dismayed. Not only that, God has given us power. Only when the Holy Spirit, you'll receive power. You'll be witnesses to the ends of the earth. And he has given us a witness testament.
뭡니까?
What is it?
말씀을 주셨어요.
He has given us the word.
얼마나 확실한 증거입니까?
It is such a sure evidence.
이걸 렘넌트 발판을 딱 삼아요.
And remnants must make this their platform.
그런 정도가 아닙니다.
Not only that.
나를 하나님의 성전 삼고 나에게 성령을 주신 거예요.
That God has made me his temple and he has poured his spirit, Holy Spirit, on me.
절대로 망할 수 없어요.
Absolutely, we cannot fail.
너희는 하나님의 성전인 것과 하나님의 성령이 네 안에 거하는 줄 알지 못하느냐?
Don't you know you're the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells within you?
왜냐하면 고린도 교회 흔들릴 때 얘기한 거예요.
He spoke of this when the Corinthian church was shaking.
성령이야.
Don't you know you're the temple of God?
하나님의 성령이 네 안에 거하는 줄 모르냐?
Don't you know that the Spirit of God dwells within you?
이거는 굉장히 중요한 말이에요.
These are very important words.
불신자는 하나님의 성령이 아니고 악령이 더 역사하고잖아요. 그걸 뭐나 힘들겠어요.
Unbelievers don't have the Holy Spirit of God. They have evil spirits working within them. They are going through such a hard time.
렘넌트들이 붙잡아야 될 가장 귀중한 거죠.
These are the most precious aspects the remnants must hold to.
여섯 번째 발판입니다.
The sixth platform.
여러분이 있는 모든 현장에 하나님은 역사하시고 크기가 생겨집니다.
God is working in all the fields you go to, and that is the missions field.
내가 있는 교회, 그게 나의 성경입니다.
The church where I am at, that is the missions field.
아, 내가 성경. 그런 소리 하지 마세요.
Don't say you're going to go do missions somewhere else.
내가 있는 발판, 여기 성경입니다.
And the place where you're at, that platform, that is the missions field.
아, 우리 집은 너무 안 좋은데 성경입니다.
You might say, my house is really terrible. It is the missions field.
아, 왜 이렇습니까?
Why is my workplace like this? That is the missions field. And that is when the works arise.
아시겠죠?
You understand?
Remnants
must always remember.
하나님은 나의 모든 앉고 서고 움직이는 걸 아시고 인도하십니다.
And God knows all of my sitting and standing and lying down and he guides me.
죽음도 두려워하지 마세요.
Do not even fear death.
한 번은 죽는 것이라고 돼 있어요.
It says everyone must die once.
그래서 살아 있는 게 중요해요.
And that is why it's important that you are alive because you will all die once.
누구든지 한 번은 가야 됩니다.
Everyone will die once.
그때 빨리 갈 수 있는 게 몇 차이가 있는데 6세에 갈 수도 있고 60세에 갈 수도 있고 그런 뭐 한 번 가는 겁니다.
Some sooner, some later, some at 6 years old, some at 60 years old, but everyone must die once. Absolutely, there's an afterlife. People who don't know God say it's over after death, but it does not end there. I would like it to end there, but there is no end.
하나님 안 믿는 여러분 다 지옥 갈 건데 뭐 그런 게 없었으면 좋겠어요. 저도 있는데 어떻게 할 건데.
And if the people who don't believe in God, they'll go to hell. Absolutely, it'd be nice if it just ends, but there is no end.
이 복음은 냉수한 그릇도 상을 잃지 않는 것이다.
That is why in the proclamation of this gospel, a cup of cold water will not lose its reward.
렘넌트는 항상 기억하세요.
Remnants must always remember.
노바디의 이유.
the reason for nobody.
뭐 외로워도 괜찮다니까 nobody의 방법.
It's okay if you're lonely. The method of nobody.
항상 기억하세요.
Always keep it in mind.
이 nobody의 내용.
The content of nobody.
여러분의 렘넌트는 형편이 안 좋을수록 거기 안 빠지면 유리합니다.
And so, no matter what circumstance you might be in, if you don't fall into it,
가난한 집에 살았수록 거기 안 빠지면 유리합니다.
That is a benefit for you. If you live in a poor household, you don't fall into that poverty, then it is a benefit for you.
가난에 빠지면 굉장히 불리합니다.
If you live in an impoverished family, but you fall into that poverty, then it will be detrimental.
전국 세계 렘넌트는 사람 말 듣지 말고 하나님 말씀 듣고
Remnants across the nation and the world, don't listen to the words of people, listen to the words of God. Why did God call me? Why did God call me who is nobody? Who has nothing? Nothing's around me. First, it's because nothing else is needed. King Saul needed the things of the world. David didn't need any of that. You understand? The brothers of Joseph, they needed the things of the world, things like food. Joseph didn't need any of it. They only needed God. That is the nobody. That is the lone person we're talking about. Remnants must not lose hold of this remnant evangelism studies message. You must hold to it, receive answers to it. And they're the same prophets. They live this way, that way. But Elisha said he didn't need any of it.
바리새인들은 속국되어 있으면서 취직되는 걸 성공이라고 생각했습니다.
The Pharisees thought that they were successful to hold their positions even though they were colonized.
초대교회는 그거 필요 없다고 했습니다.
The early church said they didn't need any of it.
많은 사람들은 그때 당시에 로마 시민권을 따기 위해서 생을 걸었습니다.
So many people staked their lives to receive Roman citizenship.
바울은 필요 없다고 했습니다.
Paul said he didn't need it.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
알고 보면 틀린 겁니다.
Because if you know correctly, it is
틀린 걸 필요하다 하면 안 되죠.
Wrong. You shouldn't want the wrong things.
틀리면 괜찮은데 반드시 실패할 겁니다.
And if it's a little wrong, then it's okay, but it will absolutely fail.
빨리 공부해서 빨리 성공해서 주의 일하세요. 다른 나머지 틀린 겁니다.
You need to study quickly be successful, and do the Lord's work. Everything else is wrong.
그렇습니까?
Why is that?
아무리 성공했어도 세상과 사도의 노예요.
Because no matter how successful, you're still a slave to Satan and the world.
더 문제는 포로되고 속국되면 더 몰라요.
The more a problematic situation is when you become captives and colonized.
여러분이 알고 있어야 되는 이유입니다.
You don't even realize, and this is why you need to know this reason.
방법은 뭘까요?
What is the method of nobody? Why is it that we don't need anything else? We don't need any help. Because we need God being with us. We need God being with us, the God of salvation, being with all of us. We need the will of God that brings everything together for the good. That is why the remnants absolutely, even with the small things, you need to discover this. People come to church, they give worship, yet they lose hold of this. You must discover it. When problems occur in the family, other people shake. You must discover this. Other people listen to other people's words and are shaking. You must discover this. What is it? Discover only. You must have the habit of discovering the only that God gives. When other people face problems, they're going through hardship, but when problems come to you, you receive answers. Remnants, you understand?
Remnant는 그냥 여러분 미래 살리는 확실한 우리 주역이기 때문에 언약 탁 잡고 있습니다.
You're the main figures to save the future. That's a sure thing. So just hold to the covenant.
왜 전에 안 그랬습니까? 광주 역에 또 가서 이제 기다리고 있는데 군인들이가요 밥을 먹는 거예요.
I said this before. I went to the Gwangju Station, train station.
우리가 밥을 한 명 군인이고 한 명은 아저씨예요.
There was a soldier and there was an older man and they were eating. And as I heard it, this old man was buying the soldier food. And he was buying him a meal. They didn't know each other. But when I listened to them, I could tell. And when he was leaving from that station, he bought his ticket for him as well. And I understood why.
도움을 받고 밥 얻어 먹는 군인이 해병대예요.
This soldier was a marine.
그 밥을 사준 사람은 길 가다가 해병대 군인을 봤는 해병대 선배예요.
And the older man was a previous marine who was just walking down the street.
만났다고 밥 사준 거예요.
And so because the predecessor marine met a current marine, he bought him his meal.
아, 대단하다.
And I thought that's so awesome.
자부심이요.
That is their pride.
뭔 짓을 하는지 모르겠지만 자부심.
I don't know what they're doing, but that is their pride.
가는 곳마다 빨갛게 붙여놓고 영원한 해병대 붙여놓고.
And so they, everywhere they go, they have these red signs, Marines forever.
그걸 볼 때 육군보다 사실 해병대가 교육을 잘하는가 보다. 자부심을 갖고 있더라니까요.
And when I see that, I think the Marine training must be better than just the regular infantry.
아니 우리가 해병대보다 못하면 되겠어요?
Because they have this pride, we should be better off than the Marines, should we not?
찾으세요.
You must discover it.
그러면 그 다음 게 옵니다.
Then the next things will come.
다른 사람은 응답 못 받는데 여러분에게 옵니다.
Other people don't receive answers, but they will come to you. The uniqueness.
이게 다 옵니다.
This will come.
그 다음에 드디어. 여러분은 세상 나가기도 전에 세상 나가서 오늘 응답이 있습니다.
And there finally is the answer that comes when you go out to the world.
재창조입니다.
The answer of recreation.
창조는 없죠. 창조는 하나님이 하시는 거고 재창조.
Creation is something that only God does, but recreation is the answer we will receive.
이 축복을 렘넌 준비하다니까요.
And so God has prepared these blessings for the remnants.
그래서 나중에 알게 되면, 아, nobody, 이 말이구나.
And later you'll come to realize, ah, that's what nobody means.
더 중요한 거, nobody 현장에는 경쟁자도 없어요.
And more importantly, in the field of nobody, there's no competition.
제가 잠깐 참다고 비슷하고 그런 얘기했죠.
And on the ride with the secretaries, I had this conversation.
경쟁 없어.
And I talked about my time in the military, and I said, there's no competition.
하나님이 딱 축복하시니까요. 경쟁이 안 돼. 아예 다르게 축복해요.
And when God blesses you, there is no competition because He blesses you differently, completely differently from others.
렘넌트가 받을 축복입니다.
This is the blessing the remnants will receive.
한 개씩 도전하세요.
Challenge one by one.
지금부터 전에 얘기했죠. 한 개씩 도전하세요.
Starting from now, as I said before, challenge one by one.
안 되는 거 한 가지 하려고 할 때,
when you challenge something that doesn't seem to be working, keep this in mind.
1만 시간의 법칙.
There is the method of 10,000 hours.
내가 읽어보진 않는데 책도 나와 있어요.
And there are books regarding this.
내가 안 읽은 이유가 내용을 알 거니까 안 읽었어.
And I didn't read it because I think I know the content already. I didn't want to waste time. I didn't read it. But this concept, this title is very important.
And
So I didn't read it, but the concept is if you focus on one thing for 10,000 hours, you will become very specialized. God has created man to be that way. You might say, oh, I can't speak English, but you focus on it for 10,000 hours? It's like this in the Bible as well. 40 days concentration. They didn't do anything else. For 40 days, they concentrated on this one thing. And they came down to Mark's upper room. For 10 days, they focused. And after this answer came, Acts 2:42, you're focused on worship. Verse 42. On the Lord's Day, when the answers come even more, daily. Acts 2:46-47. And what results at this time? You come to know the 24-hour method. And you might say, I can't do anything else because of this games. Then that's 24-hour addiction. Why do people say to be careful of drugs? Because if you're addicted, you become drugs, 24. You cannot escape it. And 24 hours, and the opposite is way, it's very important. The remnants became prayer 24. You have nothing to worry about. You can be anywhere because you're prayer 24. You could be met with any situation because you're prayer 24. If you want answers quickly, then it's difficult, but you say, God, I don't need any other answers. You understand. All that needs to happen is God is with me. That's it. You might say, oh, I really need that. That's why it's frustrating. And if it doesn't work, then you are dismayed because you're holding on to the wrong thing. People keep asking for the wrong thing. Remnants didn't pray for those things. 24-hour method. You understand? Answers can come or not. God is with me. God is with us. God is with us in all things. You must remember. And the remnants will receive the answer of winning without even fighting against the unbelievers. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks. God, we give you thanks for blessing the remnants across the nation and all over the world. May this be an important time of imprint of truly holding to the covenant. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.